This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hanneman. A hot buzzword in tech world today is Enterprise 2.0. Web 2.0 technologies like mashups, social networking, and collaboration are entering enterprise landscapes and becoming strategic technologies, changing how business and IT work every day. I'm joined today by Colin White, the founder and president of BI Research. With 40 years of IT experience, Colin is well known for his in-depth knowledge of business intelligence, data management, and data integration technologies, and how they can be used for supporting smart and agile decision-making. He has consulted for dozens of companies throughout the world, is a frequent speaker at leading IT events, and has written numerous articles and papers on deploying new and evolving information technologies for business benefit. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
Thank you for inviting me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us your perspective on what Enterprise 2.0 means?
It's sort of a term that applies to some more modern web-based technologies. And Enterprise 2.0 is very much about how we introduce those technologies into enterprise computing. But the bottom line is it's really the use of the web as a general platform in the enterprise.
What do you think the impact of Enterprise 2.0 will have on BI technologies?
Where it affects BI most is in terms of the kind of data we can gather. I think we're going to be seeing new sources of data for analysis with social computing and web-based architectures. We're going to get a lot of unstructured data so we can actually construct content analytics around that. I think we can use some of the better technologies for discovering data that we want to analyze. That's probably the best example there is the use of search technology in business intelligence. And then I would say the third area is really at the other end of the information cycle where can use some of these new technologies like rich internet applications and mashups and that to actually improve information delivery mechanisms, provide a variety of more friendly, more usable technologies to enable people to use BI tools.
Is there any Enterprise 2.0 technology you think our BI audience should pay more attention to right now?
Well, I think, you know, the move in the BI industry as a general is to spread BI to a wider audience. I'm sort of interested in two things. One is technologies that make BI more usable, and the other one really is technologies that make information more consumable. I think they're different things. We need to make it easier to use, but then the information that we deliver to business users needs to be more consumable. I believe with Enterprise 2.0, knowledge management is much more viable. We can actually use collaborative BI to actually share information, to communicate with other people in making decisions, to get their experience, to look at how people use information and so on. So I think there are some very usable technologies here for the business intelligence user.
Right. And just to talk a little bit more about collaboration, we know it's a very hot topic for BI today. Do you have any advice for customers who are considering various collaboration technologies?
Well, I think it's important that, you know, if we are going to make information more consumable, then we need to deliver information to the business user using the interfaces and tools they're familiar with and to deliver data in the right format they're familiar with. Some people may want to consume information via a mobile interface. Some people might want to use it through an office interface. Some people may want to consume it via a portal. So each of these kinds of interfaces and the tools within those interfaces suit different kinds of users. So I think the advice really is to look for BI tools that really, as they move towards this collaborative environment, integrate to those various other platforms that the business user is familiar with.
To switch gears a little bit, there's now a lot more unstructured data and there's more opportunity with unstructured data. Why should our BI community care about accessing these new forms of data that we're seeing out there on the web?
Well, I think there is a lot of useful information. For example, if you think of some of the social computing technologies out there like blogs, the kind of feedback mechanisms some of the retail sites like Amazon have, all this social media out there about opinions about your products and services says quite a lot. You can measure also, if we look at support centers, there's a rich set of value, rich set of information there that can be mined and analyzed. I think the other thing is that internally, as people start to communicate and share information with each other and do collaborative decision making, seeing how people use information and analyzing it is useful. You can think of that almost as collaborative analytics. This is early days in this area, but I think there's definitely some potential there to look at, to mine additional information and to look at the way people access information and use it.
Right, which actually brings me to the next question I have for you. We are hearing more and more the term enterprise mashup. How do you think mashups will change how BI content is delivered to users?
What I kind of see happening is that we will start to build, you know, there's various words for them, you know, widget, gadget, information object, but basically a component that contains a piece of information or some analytics. And with these mashups, they can assemble those, they can choose the ones they need and assemble them on the user interface to suit their needs. You know, I think some people call these situational applications. In other words, there's a great tendency to, up until now, to say, for the IT group to say to the business user, okay, we've discussed with you what you want, and they build an interface and give it to the business user, and then it often turns out it's not the interface or it doesn't contain the content they want. So I think we're heading towards an era when people can start to experiment with data more, and they can build these interfaces and assemble these components, so-called situational applications that are designed to meet specific business needs. And I think IT's job will change. It will not only be to produce some of these information objects, but I think it's also, rather than having hard and fast applications, IT's job will be to monitor the use of these information objects and how people use them. And some of them will sort of kind of trickle to the top and multiple people will use them. And IT's job is to capture the best business practices, the ones that provide the best benefit. And in that case, they may actually bring them into more of a governance-type environment where they're sort of brought into more of the enterprise. So I think it's more giving the capabilities for business users to prototype more and IT to watch that prototyping, capture the best business practices, and then must probably bring them over into the IT in a more sort of formalized manner. So I think the way we're going to be doing development in the future will change, and I think mashups is a factor that helps us do that.
Excellent. I wanted to thank you once again for joining us today. It was great to hear your insights on Enterprise 2.0 technologies and the potential impact on our BI solutions of the future. Thanks, Colin.
Well, thank you. And as I said, this is a big area. We could spend hours discussing this.
We definitely could. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Become a BI champion with the IBM Cognos Champions Kit. Discover how to increase the ROI of your investment, gain visibility for results, and increase your own profile within your organization. You'll find resources for every phase of your deployment, from setting strategy to driving adoption. Find out more online at ibm.com/cognos/champion. Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.